Episode 195, Hella Bass Podcast. We're doing a weird timing Sunday night. Life is crazy getting in the way, but we're going to talk about some tackle, some industry stuff, and bass fishing. And just keep this thing on the rails. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thanks for staying with this weird schedule. And hopefully everybody's getting out fishing real, real soon.
This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HellaBass15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
Times are crazy. Life is crazy. Trying to find a night to go streaming. Yes, Sunday night is the new Hella Bass Live night. At least this week it is. Ooh, audio is crazy. Got that fixed. What's up, everybody? I got a whole bunch of tackle to show you guys, so that's the main thing. Yeah, cold, rainy day in Minnesota. What is up? What is up? I got the boat out yesterday, Michael. So spent a lot of that time yesterday getting ready yesterday. So the boat is operational. After a 6-month hiatus, the Camus hit the water again, thankfully. So that was cool. Hopefully the Hawkeye fans are doing okay after their dreams were dashed. They ran into the juggernaut that was the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks. It was warm here yesterday, but windy. Today, cold and rainy. But we need the rain, so we'll deal with it. Been sick all day, Dustin. How are you going to get to the juice factory tomorrow if you're sick? Dexter. Nick, you doing all right? We need more rain. So the first fish of this season fell for a mini, tiny, micro chatterbait fishing for crappies. It was not on LiveScope. I did try to LiveScope some crappies. I saw quite a few panfish hanging off breaks in like 8 to 12 feet of water, but I could not get them to eat my little artificial kind of like 2-inch boot tail swim bait on a tiny little crappie head. Last year I went out there in the spring and whaled on them. So to get some reps, you know, following my little jig and some little jerk baits and things like that, but no fish were harmed on front facing sonar yesterday. Clay. Yes, we got a bunch of tackle. Thought we'd talk about some stuff. Tonight's Sunday night Hella Bass Live, brought to you, presented by Arsenal Fishing, boosted by Powerhouse Lithium. So that's what's going on. So the members saw a little sneak peek of the logo that I'm working on for some merch. So that might be coming sooner than later. No, Tyler, Minnesota Bass Opener is not like until Mother's Day where you can legally target them except for border waters. Nate got his first 3-pounder out of the boat on a swim jig. Nice. So, yeah, working with Dan over at Arsenal Fishing. Get that logo. Hopefully we can be rolling that out soon. I would like to go to Big Stone. I just don't know. It's not in the cards. I literally have... the reason we're streaming on Sunday night is because I traveled all last week for work. Had stuff going on this weekend. And I have literally sports with my kids every night this week. And we travel to Chicago next week for a soccer tournament. Yeah. Hopefully Minnesota gets on the train that, 3-4 years ago, Wisconsin went to that catch and release. It's true. I got all the best electronics, all the best wiring, all the best batteries, and I still can't. I mean, I can see the crappies. I just can't make them bite. But let's be honest. I'm not that great with my live scope. They could have just been bluegills. Look at that. B. McFishing. 3 pounds smallie and a buzz bait. Hmm. I am not going to Dartnell. No. Yes, I think I did show a little, like, held it up the screen on Main's channel. I'm pretending to stream on TikTok with my phone, so I can't show you. Maybe later, once nobody's watching on TikTok, I'll show it off on my phone here. So that's coming, hopefully soon. What else is new? I mean, there's been some things going on in fishing since we last went live. Tyler says in Wisconsin, the smallie's eating the 110. There you go. Water temps on the little lake by my house were like 43 to 47 main lake. And then when you got up in the bays, you could find 50 degree water, but that was just surface temp. So, yeah. Otherwise, I got all these boxes here we can crack into. Some new stuff here. Got an envelope here. We can talk about FBD. We can talk about Brian New. I don't know. All those things. Well, so Nick says he's not super impressed with Brian New. Yeah, it was a little, I don't know. You hear kind of a D move for sure. Was it reason for disqualification? Not sure. Maybe, obviously, it was. It was upheld. Yeah, kind of an odd thing. I did see that Slick Johnson, the Alabama Bass Council, said the rumors he's hearing is, what, 60 inches of screen and one transducer? One front-facing transducer for 2025. I'd like to see 50 inches. I think 60 is, like, way too much. Honestly, 512s. I don't think anybody has to really get creative with 512s. I think you can just... it's not much different than what people are running now. I'd like to see it around 50. See people make some choices. I think it'll help the optics. I think it'll help what it, you know, what a tournament rigged boat should look like, keeping the price down. But I don't think it's not going to stop the Drew Gills of the world. Like, Drew Gill only has one front facing unit as it is. So, yeah, I would say that three sides of the story, right? What really happened? The other two sides, for sure. That's a good way to put it. B. McFishing. Yeah, Watson coming up on LBL here soon. That should be interesting. I will not be doing eclipse fishing. I think inches, like if it's a 9-inch graph, that's a 9 inches of screen. So with 60 inches, you can have 5 12-inch screens. AJ? Might be something from AJ in this pile. Yeah, it's not going to change much. I mean, yeah, the MPT guys, they might want to come up with something else because a 22-inch MPT is not going to be effective, I don't think, when they do that. The Agram, Kraken Skulls, 48 degrees Michigan smallmouth. I saw a clip of the LVS 36. I'm pretty sure that's like a fake thing. I don't think that's real. Yeah, maybe some of the pros will be offloading some of those electronics. There you go. Nick said he heard something about maybe new. It was more than just one of that event. Just that incident. Could be any of those boxes. Yeah, 360 Live is probably in the works for sure. So I got a little envelope from my my wife's uncle, godfather. He sent me some of his favorite baits that he's always caught fish on. So I thought this was kind of cool. He fishes a lot of like Elephant Butte, like New Mexico West. He lives in El Paso. So he sent me these Keeper Custom Worms in John's Special. Mainly a drop shot worm for him. John's Special is kind of like a green pumpkin party or green pumpkin candy with a chartreuse tail, and it's got does have a little bit of laminate to it. It's hard to see on this camera here, but there is an ever so like a kind of a light watermelon or that green pumpkin. So there's multiple, but I can see just a little flat Reaper style worm. So I'll have to throw these in the boat, give them a try since Uncle John sent them, one of his favorite worms. Hand poured, made in the USA, super soft. Keeper Custom Worms at yahoo.com. This one's called the Fat Mini. Oh, actually, the color is not John's Special. The color is green weenie red and green fleck chartreuse tail. There you go. Clay says the drop shot debuted at Elephant Butte 97. You're saying that's the first time it was like shown or written about in a Bassmaster article, maybe. And then he sent me some of the, I've actually got some of these dry creek tubes. And these are in Old Ugly, which is kind of like a do nothing green pumpkin looking. Wasn't much scent on the Keeper Worms, Keeper Customs. These ones just smell like plastic, but they're just kind of a pale green pumpkin. Not a lot of fleck in them. Almost just green without the pumpkin. So, I don't know. These ones, I think you can still get. Murtaugh, Idaho, Dry Creek Outfitters. I've got some of these hanging next to the Camus in the garage. So thanks. Shout out to Uncle John for sending me some worms. Clear that. First time on TV. There you go. All right. See, we got a couple boxes here. So let's maybe start with this one. This is a lot that I bought off Facebook. I've been kind of MIA on the old Whatnot. I haven't really found the interest or the time. So I don't know when my next Whatnot will be. Maybe I might do a Whatnot from the Saturday night from the soccer hotel next week. But I got this whole box shipped to me for like $55. So it's got a Bill Dance. Jimmy Houston, what is this? The fingerling or guppy or something like that. Kind of a cool color. It's got a old school, smaller quarter ounce rip and wrap or rattle and wrap. Actually, one of the biggest smallies I ever caught in my life when I was a kid was on, it might have been the bigger version of this, but was this color, the shad color on Rainy River. Pretty slow on Whatnot. Sure. Got a couple bandits. I think these are newer ones. Dustin. So we have a bandit expert. That, well, I mean, I guess they do have the Excalibur. Never mind. These do have the triple grips on them. So both these ones are a little bit older. Triple grip. It's the next ones that are. These ones all appear to be the newer. That's a newer bandit, I think. And then all 200s, and then a white one. You can see that one's got the tiny eyes, triple grips, two little bumps on the belly. And then a couple of black 200s. So the black 200s also have the smallish eyes, triple grips. kind of not the greatest paint jobs on the lips. So some decent bandits. What else you got? Little Cordell. We tried TikTok. Nobody's really watching on TikTok. I guess there's one person. And then a couple of quarter ounce rattle traps. I always like this color. This color always produced for me really well up in northern Minnesota. I think where they have perch. And then kind of a... Ooh. So this person likes smaller lipless. These are all like quarter ounce. But I'm not sure if this one's the... What is this? The Pico or the... What is the Booyah Boogie or the Pico? I'm not sure. I don't know which one this one is. Not sure what the difference is. First time I ever had one of these. TikTok is how you knew I went live. Awesome, Tyler. This is the Pico? Okay. And then otherwise I got a bunch of kind of the fat wraps, the silent ones. And they're a combination of Finland and Ireland. I know a lot of people still like these. Shad, and then I got a handful of the kind of this hello. Here's an Ireland one. This one's of all the ones I got, this Ireland one's got the most teeth marks on it. You see this color a lot in the Husky Jerk. You don't see it as much in their cranks, but so yeah, not bad for. And I got a box, so I don't know. Can add to my bandit show with that box. All right. Burr, burr, burr. Otherwise, we have three. Well, this one. So here is a. I fell off the whatnot wagon. it wasn't in Lakeville, Brian. I actually had it shipped from Iowa. I think they shipped it from. I had to. They said it wouldn't ship it, but I convinced them that I sent them a pre-printed label that they could just tape on. So that did it. I want to say it was from Des Moines or Cedar Rapids, no, Storm Lake, Iowa, maybe. So I had been really good about not going on whatnot. And then I went on for somebody's stream, and I don't even remember what I all bought. We're going to find out together. All right. So I brought some, we got a couple of rogues. Can't tell how old they are. I feel like they might be floating rogues. They feel pretty light. What else did you buy? About this Mystic Minnow floater. Jointed. I hadn't really seen a jointed Mystic Minnow before. The Excalibur hooks on it. I don't know. What else did I get? Looks like I maybe got a Norman. Is that a deep little N? AJ? Deep little N? Kind of a decent looking color. That probably would make a good wake bait. Not the Norman, but the Mystic. Whoa. What's this? Is Tyler still here? What is this? What's that? Ooh. Wart down. It's actually got a really legible wiggle wart on the bottom of it. Might see more wiggle warts tonight. Stay tuned if you're a wiggle wart fan. What's this one? Looks like another bandit. Chris Ross, the wind was gassing yesterday up here. That is for sure. Well, that one's about that one, Dustin. Triple grips. Little bumps on the bottom. A good color, Dustin. Oh, if you're a fan of pre-wrap warts, stay tuned. Oh, man. Is it bad that I don't remember buying any of these? Tennessee Shad. Oh, there's another bandit. I am a sucker for a chartreuse and blue. See the triple grips on that bad boy. Beady little eyes. So evidently about a rebel crankbait. Not sure what that chartreuse in blue. Crank R, the deep crank R. Chris got a few down in Iowa. Curly weave pondweed already? We barely had all the vegetation we had was from last year. All right, what else? We have a did I win this? I don't remember buying this. A Model A. Not particularly old. I'm thinking maybe this was a Gibby that I won. I'm not sure. Oh my gosh, there's more than one layer to this box. All right, we got a Super Spook Junior with Excalibur hooks. It's got a good sound to it. All right, a couple of 2.5s. Another bomber Model A. Why were they bidding on these bombers? I don't even know. They must have been cheap. This is a pretty looking wrist wrap, though. Look at that. That is a good looking parrot wrist wrap there. Gosh. Couple of smaller pop bars. They're not screw tails. No, they're newer ones. Although I may have a screw tail to show you in a little bit, Dustin. Stay tuned. There is another bandit. I think I started buying the bandits and then I just started bidding on other stuff to get my shipping down, I think. Oh, Travis. This stuff I did. Oh, here, let's go. We'll rewind Travis. He'll appreciate this. I actually kind of thought of that one when I bought that one, Travis. Jig Squad, Cuda. All right, and then we have a couple of Cordell spots and maybe a baby. Oh, I think these are all Cordell spots. Man, Cordells, they have a sound to them, that's for sure. It's like, one of them's a suspending. I don't know. I definitely, when I fall off the whatnot wagon, I fall off. Here's another bandit. We definitely could do a heck of an all bandit show. So I got quite a bit. A lot of two hundos. I'm not so sure. Well, this one's a little chewed up. I'm not so sure the vintage of this one. This does not have the original. These hooks have seen better days, tell you that. I don't think it's particular. This one has been ground on some rocks. and chewed up. This one I think is a certified catcher. Might just have to keep that one. I've never thrown a squeaky dolphin, Travis. I did see that the Tekel has some on the hookup. Oh my gosh, there's a third layer. Things got out of hand. Here's a Rapala down deep. I want to say these were like, what? Mid to late 90s? I think it was last Sunday afternoon. Oh, what's this? What do we got here? Yeah, it's a shiny chrome wiggle wart. It's got a good rattle in it. Couldn't really test the rattle on this other chartreuse one. That's got a good rattle in it. There's two OG warts. Little KVD 1.0, I think. Guess I was really excited about that free shipping. Couple of more 2.5s. Sexy shad and chartreuse sexy shads. Good lord. Three rattle traps and some random lipless crankbaits. Looks like that's three, 1/2 ounce, 2/4, and then another random. Four more lipless, three rattle traps and one off brand, it looks like. Oh, what do we got here? Another spook. This is that old school one with the... I think I finally hit the bottom of this. I think those are the only 2.5s KVDs that I have. Here's an old... I don't know, I forget what they called this pattern. It's an old school one. Got some dandy hooks on it, though. All right. Oof. We went heavy. We'll keep those wiggle warts out. We gotta get those bandits in some other boxes eventually. I don't know what I was thinking. Man, that was something. Eesh. All right. Duncan, Luke Duncan. I saw your little love note you got today on Instagram. That was quite a strange letter. You're talking about that's the one you can modify and make three hooks? All right. Bah, 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 bah. Cool. Well, so now we got two boxes left here. These ones are a little bit less. Actually, these got the juice. It can be a little clowny out there at times, Luke. All right. I'm going to open these in about 1 minute. Let's we'll let you guys pick which one you want to see first. We'll do a quick little poll here for the YouTubers. All right, we're going to run this poll. We'll come back in 1 minute, and we will see what the audience chooses on which box we open.
Are you ready to reel in your next home purchase or refinance? Supreme Lending's Dream Team can help guide you through the entire mortgage process, from pre-qualification to closing. We have a wide variety of home loan programs in our tackle box, including down payment assistance and first-time homebuyer options. You can ask Hellebass. He trusted us to help finance his home. Contact the Dream Team today by searching Supreme Lending Dream Team or click the link below in the description or scan the QR code on your screen.
All right. Cheers to the Dream Team. We are back on this Sunday night. If you guys need any help with any refinance or getting a new property, Luke, if you need to move so the stalkers don't know where you live, my guy Aaron can help you out. Travis, I refied a handful of years back. But I know several of my fishing buddies that have purchased with the Dream Team. But I didn't know Aaron at the time that I bought this house. Otherwise, I would have. All right. So, what does it say? What does the poll say here? 52% unmarked box. This one has got more stuff in it, and it's not actually a box from Omnia. Well, not the last shipment. All right. The person that sent me said, "Be careful when I open this." So, don't go heavy with the Arsenal scissors. This box comes from Mobile, Alabama. I was using our Arsenal scissors to delicately, surgically open this. Yeah, good reminder from Brian. Doesn't hurt to hit the like button. Costs you nothing. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on YouTube. Kevin, KNK Customs on Instagram, what's up? All right, what do we got here? We got a new sticker. Might be a hint of what's in this box. You want to change your vote now, AJ? Maybe. It never hurts to call, Gravy. It never hurts to call. All right. Specimen number one is this little, can't see it in the bag. It's a little square bill, little Mighty Burn square bill. I believe this is supposed to be in the vein of 1.5. Remind me if I'm wrong, but I think just a classic square bill in color there. Juicy juice. I think it's a 1.5 and a 2.5. You knew it. And then I suppose we could hold these out side by side here. I'll stay sitting on my keyboard here. Yeah, so there they are. Oh, look at that. We got the triple dotted eyes on these bad boys. Look at that. Triple dotted eyes. What's up, Bateman? Hope you're enjoying work tonight. Yeah, the Arsenal scissors are no joke. That is correct, Lucas. The football jigs. We've given away some football jigs on this stream in the past. Yeah. So yeah, got a set of these to add to my Bolsa Big M TK addiction. And then I had to get a little bit of a... Oh, wait. That's right. I forgot because I had sent some other things. I actually have. So don't know if you guys heard the story on this, but so when we had to pick our own custom colors at Christmas, I went with on the MP and the Nitwit. I went with Bleeding Olive Shiner, kind of a reenactment of the Rapala color here. But I didn't get any chin red. So, and I had another version of this on one of the other baits I did on one of the, forget the one I lost. But, so I sent these back in to get some red added to the chins. So because I had done that, there's actually another drop that I told them to hold on to. So I think I've paid shipping now on twice and only got. So this was the other. Is it bad that I can't remember what's what anymore? Here was another set of square bills that TK did. It's also a 1.5? Or is that more of a 2.5? Man. What trebles do you put on these? I would say most of these square bills are going to get, what, a number 4 probably? I need to convince him to replace all his guides on his Powell's Live on YouTube. 4s, yeah, I would say 4. What was this one? I don't remember what these were. That's a problem. Remember when we convinced him to write the names on the bottom of them and now he didn't do that anymore? Where's Marty when you need him to help us figure that out? All right. And I guess since in the last drop, I actually decided I was going to order myself a t-shirt. So I got one of the United We Glide shirts. We're getting close to swim bait season here, so we need to get Amy printing some more t-shirts. So you can get yourself a United We Glide t-shirt at tacklecraft.com. What's up, Harvey? I have never thrown a tater hog square bill. Maybe somebody else in the chat has. So yeah, we got some touch-ups. And then we got a couple sets of square bills from TK. Hand carved by Marty Burns and a sticker. So if you get 4 custom cranks and a t-shirt, you get a free sticker. It's a pretty good deal. Yeah, I like this unit. It's gets warmed up a little bit. We get that glide rolling. Maybe you'll see this on a future video. Get the swim bait going. What's up, Mike M? All right. We have one more box. End the poll. So this did not come from Omnia. At least this time. It originally came from Omnia, probably. This one comes from Nebraska. So this is a little project. This is a sneak peek. I should maybe wait until I actually come out with a video on this one. Who makes this box? This PDS container division? This is looks like a stock box that they just put the Omnia logo on. 32 ECT. I could probably get you a contact, Matt, if you wanted to make a house call. Rock Crawler Bite is finally higher in Kentucky. Took long enough. Spill the juice now. All right. So this is kind of related to rock crawlers. So it's a little project here. We got this video mostly recorded. I've actually got the thumbnail done for it, but I'm just kind of waiting to finish it here. So you may have remembered that I had a bunch of wiggle warts that weren't in the best shape. They were kind of old, beat up ones. So I kept quite a few wiggle warts. But then if you look down here, I've got this big pile of split rings and hooks. So I did the dirty work, took all these hooks and split rings off. And I thought, you know, who does a really good job on craw patterns? And who would I want to spice up some of these old, obnoxious, colored jerkbaits that wiggle warts that I wasn't going to otherwise probably fish? So there's your first hint. That'll probably go on my wiggle wart box now. We'll just, since we'll have some fresh juice, we'll throw that right along with some other horseshoe customs. Look at this fresh little horseshoe tackle card. Hey, you learn all about all the socials for AJ and all the places you can find AJ. What did we get? So here's the lone clear build one. And the Nebraska craw. And we preserved, it's kind of faint and hard to see, but the old wiggle wart stamp is on that one. Would you guys throw that one where you live? Reels Custom Art on Instagram says horseshoe does amazing work. Fellow Nebraskan. So yeah. That is the juice. But I did have a really funky screw tail, Dustin, that I had bought off Whatnot that needed a little refresh. How about that? Is that a good-looking bomber screw tail? Eyes are a little small, but other than that. Just got real dull. Yeah. Yeah, these are all pre-wraps. So I did I got in a couple more here. So that was that one that was the clear bill, but then the rest of them had the solid bills. So we preserved the wiggle wart stamp just in case anybody wasn't sure, and you know. But there's another Nebraska craw. And I really like the Nebraska craw because I feel like it's a good-looking craw, but where we live, this can definitely look like a bluegill as well. And I don't feel like my ring light is doing the best here of, like, really try the Elba. We'll get some videos of these. I'm going to make the video here. So I actually got a chunk of them. Like, I had several painted in that color. And then we decided to get some made in a super bug color. With the chartreuse. Again, preserving the authenticity of the wiggle wart. Try this one out on the Yeah, Clay, they almost look ghost even though they aren't. Peachy does a good job getting depth with his craw lines, giving you the. And then this is the other color we did. Forget what this one's called, AJ. Refresh my memory. You said this was kind of your most popular rock color that you get most frequent. Bourbon barrel, maybe, or something. So we did. And I think that kind of works on this. So this was one of those bright orange wiggleworts. And so having that little orange stripe of wiggle wart on the bottom is kind of like a, that'll be good. Right. Ozark craw. All right. So there's the Ozark craw. So otherwise, there's just a bunch of them. So there's just, I think I got about one third. So AJ did an awesome job on these. I'll get some videos and picture these posted up in better lighting. Yeah, I'm much more excited to throw these in the old colors that I once had. So, and you guys, if you want to get some of those patterns done, we go to Horseshoe Cut. I forget. I always forget. AJ. HorseshoeTackle.com. So, shout out to AJ for doing it. And it, for the record, I paid for these. These were not given. So this is not a paid promotion. This is just me getting a bunch of warts done. And so if you're listening, unfortunately, on the the podcast version, you definitely want to pop over to see some of these. So so here's a right. This is one of the colors here in the chartreuse tail. That's one of the colors I had done in the wiggle wart. There's another one of the colors, the Nebraska craw, and then the Ozark craw. So those are the three colors that I had kind of split. So I did these on these repaints on these old wiggle warts, Jeremy, if you just got here. So look up AJ Horseshoe Custom Tackle. If you're interested, he's got rock crawlers and other baits stock and a whole bunch of things. Or you can send in, look at that. It's got custom Rapala DT6s on sale. So I'll drop a link. If anybody wants to click the link. Thanks, AJ, for doing an awesome job. But there you go. And tune in. You'll get to see the video of like the actual baits that I've sent in and then see what they look like. So I think, Jeremy, you were asking what we were talking about. I just had a bunch of OG warts given a fresh paint on them. So awesome job, AJ. Let's put back away. And the old bomber screw tail. So I don't know. I might, maybe one of these will become a giveaway at some point, or maybe I'll put one up just on Whatnot just for giggle, just to give somebody else a chance at one. But for the most part, I'm keeping these to fish. You never noticed the Lunker Punker on the big screen? Nip is a wood punker. I think that's maybe a niner? 7-inch. Sorry, 7-inch. It's what you tell the missus is a 9-inch, but it's a 7-inch. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I ever went out west or somewhere, maybe I went to Mexico or something, I'd fish the punker, but I don't really see the need to throw the punker in Minnesota. Payback. It all comes full circle, AJ. It all comes full circle. So yeah, the Wiggle Wart box got a recharge. Pretty exciting. Yeah, well, I got like almost 10 or a dozen of them now, Dustin, so we got backups. Brownfish could get a giant ski, that's true, but I don't really fish for skis. I catch them on bass stuff. So what else is going on? I kind of talked about all the things. Open up for good of the order. Anything else people want to talk about? Real customer came over from Instagram to talk to AJ. But otherwise, yeah, I think since we last talked, I don't know that, I think I had just come home from the Classic, had shown off my, my new lid, which I haven't converted yet. But since then, James Watson has gotten the the banhammer from MLF for what, like 21 months. So I'm pretty sure Watson was thinking he was going to get kicked off the BPT. I don't think he anticipated Boyd dropping the the ban all the way down to the Toyotas and the BFL. So I think. Well played by Boyd hitting Watson where it really hurts, because he knew he probably wasn't going to requalify. I mean, most certainly wasn't going to requalify, wasn't going to be back. And so well played by Boyd. I think that was quite the counter strike by Boyd on that end. I mean, you can't really, I mean, I'm not a Boyd Duckett fan, but I can't really blame him, right? If there was an angler doing that on Bassmaster or any other angler, the leagues would respond in a similar fashion. So Watson really gave him no choice. I mean, on the other hand, Watson was the only one really speaking out on all the goofy stuff that was happening at the BPT. So yeah, it is what it is. It came to a halt. I'm sure we'll see James pop up some other places. MPFL, maybe try the opens. I don't know. I need to actually get off here and record a fancy fishing video tonight. So we probably won't go too long, and I'll probably record that and get it out tomorrow, Clay. Any upgrades on the boat for this year? I have a Russell Marine Raptor light that I need to install that I bought. And I'm thinking about upgrading my Garmin to a 12-inch from a 10. Not sure. Yeah, I think if it didn't look so much like a Boyd Duckett hat, like Duckett Rod's hat, he probably could have played a little more plausible deniability, but that was probably going a little bit too over the line. I did have one person comment on my Facebook video or picture of that hat, and he said, "That hat is trash." And then I looked, and he was on the Duckett Pro Staff. Is it tomorrow night, the Duncan? Yeah, I'll probably tune into that. Yeah, for sure. Power Pulse has one pump now. I mean, if you already have two pumps, is it worth upgrading to go to a single pump? I could definitely see for some of the older bass boats or boats that don't have very big compartments, where that'd be nice. You buy that 10 inch. Yeah, I wanted to ask him if he got 20% off rods or what his deal was. So. Yeah, one pump makes maintenance easier, but is it? I mean, are you, if you have two pumps now, is there that many people that are going to upgrade to go to a single pump? Because what are you going to do with those two pumps? I can't imagine there's going to be people beating down the door buying used power pole pumps. When I have two pumps on my Raptors, I don't really have an issue. Yeah, I don't want to see MLF go away, Mike. I don't mind if the BPT goes away. But when you think of MLF as a whole, now that they bought FLW, I don't want to see the Toyotas go away. I don't want to see the BFLs go away. I don't want to see the, you know, all the tournament directors and hardworking staff that was FLW that got sucked into this through the acquisition go away. So I'm always careful about my words. I'm not really anti-MLF. I am definitely not a Boyd fan, and I'm definitely not a super big fan of most of the stuff the BPT has done and that they continue to do. More so on the, like, they keep just trying to go head-to-head with Bassmaster, putting Red Crest the week before the Classic. It just seems childish. If they would just focus on their own products, I could get behind it, but it doesn't seem like 5 years after the split, they're willing to let this, you know, this contest of like, who's the top dog, let it go. And I don't think they're going to win that. I have not tried the gravel dog. I have not seen one in person. I mean, I, on my Garmin mount, the 34, you can switch to perspective. I am thinking about getting one of those like Fished Obsessed mounts to make it a little quicker. I should have played around with it yesterday when I was crappie fishing. Yeah. Get rid of BBT, bring back the cups. Maybe bring, elevate the invitationals again. Life is probably good. I agree. I mean, the EQs are already pretty nasty, even without the invitational, or the invitationals going away. Yeah, I mean, I think we'd all like to see BPT versus Bass, top 20, top 10, head-to-head, year-end thing, but neither league is going to put that on, so it'd have to be done by a third party. So unless somebody like Bass Pro, I mean, honestly, Bass Pro is probably one of the few people that would benefit and even have interest to do that. Because, I mean, you're going to have to pay the guys to show up for that event. They're not going to pay entry fees to do that. It would be cool to see. I just don't see anybody. I mean, right? You got to probably pay. Let's see, top. If we did 20 versus 20, that's 40 guys, $5,000. So that's like $200,000 plus running it. So somebody probably has to put up a quarter mil to make that a thing or more. You see, I think even if they would just move the Red Crest back to the same time frame as the Wood Forcewood Cup, that'd be a big step for them. I did see that the hookup has the a squeaky dolphin-ish buzzbait. There you go. Academy. I mean, we just had a No Lives Go tournament that had some Bass and MLF guys in it. It just turned out to be a bed fishing event. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the key is like if they worked together, but there is no interest in these leagues working together at this point. Heading to La Crosse to practice for the BFL April 20th. Good luck. I will not be fishing that BFL because it's during the off limits of the Bass Nation qualifier that I'll be fishing. All right. Well, we just hit an hour. We're going to keep it short and sweet tonight. I got a fancy fishing video that I'll get out tomorrow. Probably have a wiggle wart video coming out soon. A couple other things. And probably won't see a stream until maybe next Sunday night. You literally got here right at the end, Bass Assassin. Appreciate everybody that tuned in on a Sunday night. Kind of short notice, but appreciate all of you. As always, here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.